in a line over the horizon of the earth, like the big metal spikes, the kind that were used to, looks like, pin Jesus to the cross. And I saw them up in the sky, and I saw above each one of the spikes, there was a shaft of light that went up to heaven. And I saw the spikes moving up and down above the circle of the earth, like keys on a piano going up and down, up and down. And I saw that underneath those spikes were churches. And as churches humbled themselves, the spike went down, and the glory of the Lord followed it down. And as churches exalted themselves, the spike went up, and the glory of the Lord lifted up like that. And I saw in this line of all of these railroad spikes, some of them were falling all the way down. Like churches were completely embracing their own death. They were embracing the cross, and the glory of the Lord followed it down to the earth and spread around. And so I was just crying out, Lord, that we would be a church that completely humbles ourselves, that we embrace the cross, that we embrace death, because I promise you, church, the glory of the Lord follows your death. Pentecost always follows Calvary, every time. So it's true for us individually, and it's true for us corporately. So we just want to say yes to that, Lord. I pray that we would be a people that embrace the crushing and the breaking, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray again that your glory would fall in a mighty and powerful way. And all God's people said, amen. Let's welcome each other this morning, guys. Welcome each other.